100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Bashani Radio Network and on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollis III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always contact me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpust1 Alvin II. Again, that's facebook.com/purpust1 Alvin II. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And if you have not downloaded the new Bashani Radio app, what are you doing? All you have to simply do is go to the Android store or the Apple store on your phone. Go and put in Bashani, B-S-H-A-N-I. Download the app. Gives you more features, including giving feedback on our shows. We love it. All right. Well, please, here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to be talking about, I guess I'll title this one, The Mentor Path. There we go. The Mentor Path. Some of my other circles that I had conversations in, we've been discussing why some people end up on a trajectory that does not get them where they want to go and utterly frustrated and on certain things in their life. And some people who just seem to be, frankly, naturals. They start off at a very young age or whatever, and they just win, period. Just win in the arenas that they feel they need to be winning. So one of the things that I brought up in discussion is that most people start off with inadequate or frankly malevolent mentors. I guess we can kind of get into the idea of what a mentor is. A mentor is somebody who's more experienced in life or a certain life arena than you. Because they put in the time or they purportedly put in the time or put in the work, or they just know more things about that arena of life than you do. And you want to be successful in that same arena. And so somehow, some way, life puts you together with them. And you listen to them. You follow what they say. You allow them to have a sizable amount of influence in your life in achieving various things. And mentors are necessary because everybody, to a certain extent, has had a mentor of sort, whether it's been just a mentor through one conversation or it's been a mentor through some form of relationship over a longer span of time. Everybody has a mentor because we just don't know everything that we need to know instantly how to navigate life. It's the way that I guess it's set up. So that's my unofficial definition of a mentor to set this conversation. The irony of life is, yes, mentors appear, but you honestly do not know or have an idea of the validity of the mentor's ways and thoughts and philosophy and whatever. Especially when you're first starting out and you're realizing that you need to learn some things in order to navigate life better. And this was my argument. I basically said that shitty mentors, downright just mentors that are honestly not well versed in what they're trying to teach you, are maybe downright leveraging you for influence that they feel they need for validation in their lives. Those are probably the first set of mentors that you run into. And it could be from a personal relationship, could be business relationship, could be your core philosophical stance on life and all that. They're practically, in my opinion, unavoidable. They're unavoidable but necessary, but they're extremely dangerous because sometimes, for some people, they don't get a chance to make it past their shitty mentor because their shitty mentor guides them into a place that is fairly permanent, like incarceration or death permanent, or to a lesser extent, I guess, truly trapped, impoverished, or I would even say mentally stunted. But unfortunately, shitty mentors tend to be the beginning of one's journey. And in my opinion, the shitty mentor is designed to show you what doesn't work so that if you get past them, you can realize how horrible their advice or their ways were in you achieving what you needed to achieve. Life is tricky that way. So that is the shitty mentor. They have a purpose in place. I guess another reason why I brought this topic was there was a certain frustration. Some of the circles that I was talking about, that there was a proliferation of shitty mentors in this specific arena of life. And not only that, that these shitty mentors have gained such a prominent place in their arena of life that some of them may actually be making some pretty decent money off of it. Unlike maybe mentors who have more effective answers. Another one of the hallmarks of a shitty mentor is that shitty mentors do have a temptation to sell you easy answers to complex situations. And don't require you to operate with a discipline or a diligence or a better understanding of things, because hell, they don't have it. They again, it gets rooted back into them. Their payoff is, if not outright money, in a very malicious or predatory way, just the influence of being able to lead or influence somebody. You as the mentee give them power as the mentor and social significance because they haven't found it in any other path, which becomes a great incentive for a lot of people to become shitty mentors. Payoff, more financial or emotional, intellectual, however you want to slice it. So that is the first half of this thing. You are most likely to run into a shitty mentor and pick up their ways, their habits, and basically propagate their experiences because that's what they know. In a way, shutting your mind off from other aspects of other viewpoints that may not be so easy to start, but is worth developing. And that's where, and that is when the point where you find a better mentor is when you get frustrated with the experiences that you're having with the teachings of the shitty mentor. Not all people make it that far, again, because sometimes the advice can be so shitty it puts people into a permanent position on things, which is sad, but sad is a part of life. So, how do you know when you've ran into a solid mentor? You know, because the results of what you want to achieve in life become more consistent as you are consistent with their advice. Kind of that simple. These are individuals who probably require, who really deserve more notoriety, more financial support, more of accolades, things like that. And some of them do reach high places as powerful mentors. Eventually. It's just that they are more of a rare group than shitty mentors, because it's easier to be a shitty mentor. It's a little bit more difficult being an actual mentor, because being a solid mentor means you have to tell people inconvenient truths. You have to stand by those things, which is going to affront many people's egos, hurt their feelings and things like that. And you have to show that you can consistently deliver upon your wisdom with your experiences, because people will be trying to discredit you. It's just a harder road, but it's also more sustainable once such a mentor gets established. The proverbial track record, their track record will speak for them, and eventually their reputation will precede them. If they come up in conversations amongst people, they do get to a higher place to where they are the authority of completing or getting things done and actually raising people. That's another thing about the difference between shitty mentors and solid mentors. Shitty mentors need you to be in a subservient state perpetually because you validate them. Solid mentors oftentimes will not mind that you transcend beyond them. It's a difference between a king manipulator and a king maker. Where you not only through your mentorship or your guidance help to make a copy of yourself, that copy of yourself starts to reinvent themselves into who they need to be to achieve their life goals. And you don't hold any issues about that. So that is the difference. That's what I wanted to share as I came into just some of the daily conversations in my life. I really, really hope that that's helped someone to understand. Now you can look at the people in the life that you look up to and basically start asking the questions. Am I dealing with a shitty mentor? Or am I dealing with a solid mentor? And from there, you can either continue on that path, or you can realize that this may not exactly be the right path to go on to make this move. All right. Well, this has been yet another episode of Real Talk with H3. And until next time, peace.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom!